Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 17. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. One of the most popular Bible stories is Daniel and the lion's den. Daniel was a believer who was literally thrown into a lion's den because he prayed to God. When you fold your hands at the end of this devotion, I doubt very few of you will have soldiers knocking at your door ready to haul you away. We may not share the same threats as other believers, but as you look at your past, you may see some lion's mouth that was licking its chops ready to swallow you up. Perhaps it was a physical ailment, a mental hardship, or a spiritual challenge. When you were going through them, they seemed bigger than life. Will I beat this cancer? Will I endure this depression? Will I succumb to this spiritual challenge? The fact that you are reading this devotion right now tells me that particular lion's mouth was shut. But this doesn't mean it always will be. God doesn't promise the chemo will work every time. God doesn't promise that you will beat every disease. God doesn't promise that you will avoid every accident. God doesn't promise that you will live forever on this earth. But to this point, He spared you. Up to this point, He has given you a physical and spiritual life so that, by His grace, you have come to know Him. Isn't that awesome? And although God does not promise that you will never suffer harm, He does promise you eternal life. That's why He sent His Son, Jesus. Jesus' perfect life and innocent death in your place means God no longer holds you accountable for your sins. Jesus' resurrection from the dead means God promises you eternal life when He raises your body from the grave on the last day. They say the value of knowing history is so that you don't repeat it. But sometimes the value of history is just appreciating that you have one. As you look back at your own personal history today, see how many times God worked things out for your good as He delivered you from the lion's mouth. And as you see how many times He delivered you in the past, may that give you confidence for today. Thank you for delivering me in the past. Deliver me from evil today. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.